Richard, you've toured with a good many well-known performers since the start, haven't you?
I've been with Chuck and Fats. Mm-hmm. They both are great. Fats Domino's is fantastic.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain.
Antoine Fats Domino was the last of that famous rock and roll triumvirate to attain the lofty, lucrative peak of pop, though in size and influence he certainly was not the least. His career had begun in the city where jazz was born.
New Orleans, my own hometown. I still live there. That's where it started, 1949.
For a couple of years, he entertained in various New Orleans night spots.
Singing a lot of people's songs.
One day, a fellow from Imperial Records of Los Angeles came looking for talent. People told him about Antoine.
I was kind of small, and I picked up weight, and I started using the name as Fats Domino instead of Antoine.
His first hit, in fact, was called The Fat Man. That was in 1950. He had a second R&B hit in 1951, two hits in 52, and three in 53. Then, after a minor slump in 54, he came roaring back with a trio of winners in 1955. One of them was covered by, you guessed it, Pat Boone for Dot Records. It sold more than a million.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Fats Domino is very understanding when it comes to other people covering his records.
Well, when I heard it, tell you the truth, I was using such a small band, and to me, the arrangement he had was so big, you know, I guess it must have been a good arrangement, and I found out later it was, and I finally found out I liked it, not because he sold a lot of it, and I finally liked all his tune because he was a wonderful singer.
Two West Coast rhythm and blues artists had exerted considerable influence on Fats' own singing style.
Maybe a lot of people never heard of them, but they were great singers. Both of them, one was Charles Brown, and one was Amos Milburn. Kind of like this style, and I kind of still taking it after them.
When Fats made his first record in 1950, he was classified as an R&B, or strictly Negro market performer. But by June of 56, when I'm in Love Again broke into pop select circle, everybody was calling him a rock and roll singer. Was there really any difference?
No, the same thing I started off with, I'm still playing it.
And did he ever formulate any theories about the sudden popularity of that long maligned music, R&B, in the 50s?
Well, it's just one of those things, one of those southern beat, I guess, they had and people went for it. And I think it's still coming, I think it's coming back.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Love to me any minute and money more. Told me and warned me around no more. Ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Baby, don't you let your dog bite me. dog bite me.
Along with another New Orleans resident, Dave Bartholomew, Fats co-authored the majority of his 50s hits.
Everything get hot. Up steps old John. We started clapping and he started singing this sweet little country song. Oh, Weaver, oh, Weaver, where have you been all day? Your mama been looking, had to stop cooking since you went away.
When I write a song, I usually get the melody, and I usually write them, but people, the thing that I hear people say every day, thing that people happen to everybody, and, you know, like somebody say, well, ain't that a shame, like if somebody whipping a baby, it was my place, it's a shame whipping that baby, and the simple things would sell the record a lot. Not say simple, I mean something catchy, and a catchy melody, that's what I use for my records.
Saturday morning.
Which of his own songs does he prefer himself?
Not in particular. They're what the people like, they're what I like to play, and but I can tell you which one was my biggest song.
To be, oh, we're sweet melody. But all of the vows you made were only to be. Though we're apart,
Pop Chronicles continue in a moment.